go. Let me see if I'm in the repeater. Hold on. Okay. Because I noticed when I was pulling up the traffic light here, I was like losing the repeater. But yeah, quite some time ago, I ended up putting the radio in the truck. It was quite a lot of fun trying to figure out where to put the base part of it, and then the word head where I could stick that. It's working. That's the main thing. But, not really happy with the antenna mount that I have. Mounted up where the third brake light's at. That'd work out a lot better for me. Let's see. I picked up a new used radio at the Bay City Swap. I think it is. All mode. All band transceiver. 160 meters through 10 meters. Got 6 meters on it. And 440. So that's nice. I'm still actually trying to figure out how to work everything on it. It's a lot different. Operation, lots of button pressure on that radio. That's the only downside I see on it. It's a turn of a knob here. It's a lot of push this button, push that button, and then turn that button, and then you're all set. It's just going to take some time to get used to. It's a nice radio. Picked it up for, it was a little on the high side, 650 dollars, I think I picked it up for. It's an older radio. It doesn't the backup batteries on it, and it does not have the CW filter on it, but I can live without that, even though I love the word CW. It's a receive frequency. I don't get to go down to the shack and operate too much, but when I do, it's a joyful event and a learning event at the same time.